Are we ready? Are we ready?
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. What a day it is. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. You want to stop in and say hi for a moment? No? Yes? Are you all warmed up from being outside?
Hi for a moment.
That's why I love my boss. He's a man of such few words.
But meaningful.
That's right. That's right. Meaningful. But isn't it great to be back here at Nissan of Carson City? I mean, such a great sponsor of the Monica J Show and of Evans Broadcast Company and of Fish, Friends and Service Helping.
That's right. They sponsor the Daily Poll, which is? Mm-hmm.
Today's poll is, which do you find a greater threat to democracy? Is it politicians? Is it uneducated voters? Is it social media, or is it the mainstream media? Which is the bigger threat?
But you will have all of the above as well.
Well, no. I wanted to see where people were kind of leaning on that. I know it's all of the above.
Okay. Well, listen, we're here all day till 6. We're doing pretty good, but you got to keep the momentum going. If we get 100 turkeys or donations that we can buy 100 turkeys each hour, we'll hit our goal and maybe we go home early.
No, I'm here until noon.
All right. Well, I'm here till 6 p.m.
Okay.
But I'm away for a while. But yeah, so keep up the momentum. Keep the donations coming in. Thank you very much. Monica's got some names of some people that made donations, so we're happy to give you some love on air. Even if it's a business, too, we're happy to give you a plug.
Yep, yep.
So whatever you can do to help out people in the community that are a little less fortunate than you, that's what Fish does every single year. About 1,000 people are fed at the Nugget, and then what is left over goes to help families at Christmas time. So good cause. Get your mind off other things that might be still rolling around in your mind over the last week or so. And one thing that we will guarantee is a very accurate counting of the turkeys today.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going someplace else. So we're using the quantum system?
We are not using the Dominion way or the Dominion machines to count these turkeys.
That's just a name I want you to remember. Quantum. Yes, quantum. I'll get into that in just a moment. First off, though, I do want to thank Jillian and Courtney and Alex. They're doing the hard stuff. They're outside in the cold, in the breeze, and making it available for you to just drive on in. You don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to. We're accepting frozen turkeys, frozen hams, frozen tri-tips if you want. That's fine, too. Not everybody goes for turkey during the holidays. But whatever you'd like to do, make a donation. Again, as Jim Peckham was on with us earlier, the director of Fish, he said that $10 with their buying capacity gets them a turkey. So if you can drop by a 10 or a 20, that's going to help a lot. So please keep those donations coming. We're right down here on, Main Street. And let me tell you, just as a side note, thank you so much to all of the workers who have been out and fixing the roads and getting this huge project done of Main Street through Carson City, because it's nice to actually go through here now and actually drive on pavement. So the project is looking fantastic. It looks as though I think I heard somewhere, don't quote me, but I think it's ahead of schedule a little bit because of the, let's just say lack of traffic that has been out for the most part. But that's been all over. Whatever you're doing, make sure that you don't listen to mainstream media for the counts or what's going on in the election. I told you just a moment ago that quantum is the name to remember. Most people understand Dominion, where that is going, the name, the voting machines, the software programs. But Quantum is another voting system that has been shadowing all of the others. And by the quantum voting system, the election was a landslide for Trump. So all of this proof that the media says is not out there, all of the numbers that have been accurately counted of legal votes, we will be bringing those to you very, very shortly. So thank you so much to everybody that comes by today, who listens today. If you miss any part of the show, make sure that you log on to 991fmtalk.com. That's also where you can find our poll question. Jerry kind of surprised me there, caught me off guard. So that's where you can find our poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And check out the podcasts if you've missed any of the shows leading up to this. And also make sure that you go onto my webpage. All you have to do is flip into the schedules up at the top toolbar, and that will bring up all of the shows during the day, and you'll see mine right there sandwiched in between Armstrong and Getty and Lars Larson. And if you click on my page, there's a number of stories, of videos from very, very high up, reputable people. People that I would put my trust in before I would put it into any news organization or news anchor. And that includes, and I think this is funny because they were talking about Fox News and how people have lost confidence in the television, in the anchors there. And I think it's rather funny because if you look at the rating numbers, they picked one night after election night, I think it was two nights ago. Might have been last night from the article I was looking at, but I think it was two or three nights ago, that their viewership has actually dropped to third. CNN was number one. But get this, CNN only had 4+ something million viewers. MSNBC had 3+ something, and Fox had 1+ something. So basically, it all kind of rounded out to about 6 million people. Again, that's just by these rating systems, but that just seems like an awfully low number of people that are even watching the mainstream media nowadays. And I love that. Because I want you to find information on your own. I want you to find all of these people who are being deplatformed, because they're trying to help you ascertain the truth. They're trying to help you ascertain what those who are spewing in the media, those politicians, what they don't want you to know. Okay? There's a couple that I follow, I won't say religiously, but Dr. Janda, Dr. Dave Janda on Operation Freedom, and Dave over at the X-22 report. And, you know, these are the people who have the wonderful guests like, General Flynn, General McInerney. You know, this was not going to be a surprise. That is why we had plans in place to make sure that there was an accurate vote. So Quantum Financial, or not Quantum Financial, Quantum Voting System. You can look it up for yourself and, you know, just read. Turn this stuff off. Do some reading for yourself. Do some searching for yourself. That's how you find out what is going on. The watermarks, the blockchain voting system. You know, you've heard a lot about blockchains, and people still really don't even know what they are because they haven't done that much research into them. They're waiting for somebody to tell them what they do. That's not what you do. That's not how you do this. Most people know that I am a Christian, but I am not Catholic. And I want to read, I mean, I read this letter, well, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago when it first came out, and that is the letter to President Trump from Archbishop Mario Vigano, Marie, sorry, I think I changed that. But this is something that is very important for you to know. And you might hear that throughout the show. That's what happens when you broadcast live at a business. You might hear some overhead, but we are going to, or I'm going to talk to you about this letter from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, and he is the former apostolic nuncio of the United States of America. All the Catholics are making fun of me right now because I kept screwing that up. So we're going to get into that in just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break here so we can come back and have a little bit more time on this, because this was actually dated Sunday, October 25th. And when you hear it, when you hear just even a few passages of it, you understand wholeheartedly what you're seeing now. So we'll be right back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Oh, yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying right now. Oh. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to thank my host right now as I'm doing the show live at Nissan of Carson City. And we are out here because of you, because of the community, and always making sure that the community is fed, that they have the necessities that they need to have a beautiful life. And with the help of nvfish.com, that can be accomplished. Friends in service helping. So we've got our high five turkey drive going on right now. So a frozen turkey or $10 and sides, very much welcome right now. And we got the drive through going on, so you don't even have to get out of your car. We appreciate whatever you can do to remember also that, a lot of people have it hard right now, and a little bit harder than usual, because Nevada, being run by a tyrannical Democrat, is still under lockdown. And I don't care what you call it, because to me, if you have to wear a mask, if you have to do anything that obstructs your business, whether it be fewer people, how many people can actually be in your business at one time, if you can have your business inside or outside, we're on a lockdown. That's it, plain and simple. So until we are back to normal, and we will go back to normal with the power of we the people, that's what it takes. We the people. Because we are not supposed to be governed. Somebody is supposed to be looking out for our best interests, and denying us our freedoms and our liberties is not that. And that is exactly what all the Democrat governors across the country seem to be doing, whether it be Whitmer or Newsom or... Since this is a day of blessings and a day of donations, I will say Governor Sisolak, and not my favorite pet name for him. So let me get to this. Whether you're religious or not, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're practicing or not, you have to understand that everything that we are going through in this country is bigger than you and I. It is worldwide. It is not just this country who is going down once again with the threat of, you know, if Biden actually is the president-elect, which I don't believe he is, because they were calling for transparency and for every vote to be counted. No, every legal vote needs to be counted. And, yeah, he's not the president-elect. Even the GSA, the General Services Agency, the government says he's not, because it hasn't been certified. And so they're saying no way to a transition team. That's not Trump. That's GSA. Allow me to address you at this hour, in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. I write to you as an archbishop, as a successor of the apostles, as the former apostolic nuncio of the United States of America. I'm writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. Boy, have we seen that. Where are all of our religious advisors? Interesting. Where are all of our representatives? May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying out in the desert. I like how he puts that, especially being here in Nevada. As I said when I wrote my letter to you in June, this historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle without quarter against the forces of good. Forces of evil that appear powerful and organized as they oppose the children of light, who are disoriented and disorganized, abandoned by their temporal and spiritual leaders. People do seem a little disoriented and disorganized, don't they? Because they don't know what's going on. Daily, we sense the attacks multiplying of those who want to destroy the very basis of society, the natural family, respect for human life, love of country, freedom of education and business. We see heads of nations and religious leaders pandering to this suicide of Western culture and its Christian soul, while the fundamental rights of citizens and believers are denied in the name of a health emergency. That is revealing itself more and more fully as instrumental to the establishment of an inhuman, faceless tyranny. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. Wonder who could finance a plan on that size. In others, it will be still in an early stage, behind the world leaders who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project. They're unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201, promoting their agenda. That's what COVID is all about. It's about the Great Reset. You might want to pick up that Time magazine and see how they spin it. Listen to something that, and God knows I just hate this man, but listen to what, and you'll recognize his voice, so he needs no introduction, but just listen to this.
At the last hour. And there is real urgency for action. With the urgency required, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you will join me to drive a new Marshall-like plan for nature, people, and planet, led by the private sector, to align our collective efforts and resources for the highest possible impact. We need a shift in our economic model that places nature and the world's transition to net zero at the heart of how we operate, prioritizing the pursuit of sustainable, inclusive growth in the decades to come. There is hope that we can transform the situation, but I'm afraid we are literally at the last hour, and there is real urgency for action. I'm afraid we are literally...
Yeah, you are afraid. And they are afraid. Why are they afraid? Because she wasn't supposed to lose. And the reason I say that is because as we continue on and we find out more and more about that conspiracy theory, that seems to be more fact than theory. The whole hammer and scorecard thing? Yeah, they dismantled that in 2016. They didn't think they needed it. It just goes to show that Democrats think they can win legally, but they can't. They have to have manipulation of our voting systems. You know, when the Clinton Foundation owns Dominion, when Dianne Feinstein, when her husband sits on the board and has great financial investment in it, same as people connected to Nancy Pelosi, they can't win without cheating. Because the American people came together in 2016 and said, no, don't think so. We're putting this businessman in charge of this big old business that you have turned America into, and he is going to turn it around. So we need to step away from the business right now and think about those who haven't prepared, who were prepared, but they had the rug yanked out from underneath them. Because what creates more of a demand for government that when you take away people's prosperity, when you take away people's jobs? And a lot of those people still haven't gotten their jobs back. I want to read you a very interesting text from Dieter, the Department of Employment and Training. It's not looking good for people who still haven't gotten their unemployment checks yet. We'll be back as we continue on our live broadcast from Nissan of Carson City today. The planet, so worried about. I'm looking at all these beautiful vehicles out here at Nissan, and if they get their way, these are going to be banned, as they already will be in California in 2025, thanks to Gavin Newsom. You know that guy that's related to Nancy Pelosi? Are you seeing some of these things come together? The information has always been out there. But when the media brands something as wrong or a conspiracy, people have a tendency to turn away from it. But when you have religious leaders, when you have free market leaders that are a problem, that's when all the lies come out. We'll be back. I'd love to see you today with a turkey, some money, some side dishes, all here as we conduct the High Five Turkey Drive at Nissan of Carson City for friends and service helping. NVFish.com. You can also donate online. We'll open up the phone lines coming up right after this quick Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica J. Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And this is the place to share them. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, a Green Party, a nonpartisan, whatever. This is the place to share your thoughts. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910. The phone lines are open if you've got some comments today. But let me tell you, the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, where I just happen to be right at this very moment. So thank you to Ben, the general manager, Ben Ludwig, and the entire team here for hosting my little shindig and for hosting NV Fish. Nevada Fish, friends and service helping. You can help out this holiday season by logging on to nvfish.com and making a donation there if you can't get away from work. And let me tell you, we're taking care of you. I know if you're just out and about running around, please come on through our drive-thru. If you don't have a frozen turkey to donate, how about just $10? How about $20? Love to see you down here today. We're going to be broadcasting live until 6 o'clock. Well, not broadcasting live. Excuse me. We will be here until 6 o'clock tonight. But I will be wrapping up my show at 12 o'clock. Talk about pushing it. I already had appointments for days, so I got to be back in just in case there's any, you know, anybody watching the roads out there. I got to be back in in Reno and downtown at 12:30. So I will be not breaking the law, so don't worry about it. But I want to thank everybody who's donated online, who's donated in person, because no matter how bad you think you have it, trust me, there's always somebody worse off. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Make sure you check out my webpage there for some fun little information things that you're not going to find in the mainstream media. Which is the bigger threat to our public, our republic? Politicians, the media, uneducated voters, or social media? This is not taking the turn that I thought it was, and this is not good news for those in the mainstream media. Because so far, of those participating in the poll, 71% out of those four choices are saying the mainstream media. And we've got 14% for uneducated voters and 14% for politicians. I'm surprised. No votes yet for social media, which social media right now is the one group of techs out there. Google, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, you name it. They're the ones who are suppressing all of the information. Even platforms like GoFundMe. Yeah, taking down conservative fundraising sites for ballot recounting, for the whistleblower in Michigan, who the media says recounted his statement, his affidavit that said he witnessed, you know, this fraud. He heard them talking about it. Yeah, he didn't recount or recant. He didn't. Just another lie being perpetrated on the public. Trying to make you believe that all of these misballots, all of this misappropriation, all of this, and it is misappropriation. It's misappropriation of your vote, of your voice. Finally, Channel 8 down in Clark County, there seems to be one person that voted who was dead. Yeah, really? Talk about trying to pay some lip service to a story. No, there are a lot of dead people who voted in the Nevada election. There are a lot of illegal people who voted in the election. There are a lot of non-existent people who voted. And there are a lot of people who had their votes just flat out changed. 450,000 counts across the country. Make sure you check out and follow, you know, the lawyers who are representing and being involved in all this. Hill, who, you know, is fighting for the guy in Wisconsin, the kid. Hill, who fought for the other kid who was completely defamed by the mainstream media, who won millions of dollars in his suit. He is now on Trump's team and fighting away. Trey Gowdy, people forget, is on Trump's team. He's been on Trump's team, legal team, for a year and a half now. So it will all be coming out. And again, I hope you remember the name Quantum. You're going to be hearing that more. Quantum voting systems. Would you be surprised if I told you that there was a voting system that was actually running along Dominion? Saw all of the things that were happening? We have video proof of the counts on CNN and MSNBC actually taking votes away from politicians and giving them to their rivals. And always it seems to be votes being removed from Republicans and giving them to Democrats. Imagine that. Video proof as well. Yet still, Nancy Pelosi stands at the podium and says that we need to just concede. And I don't say President Trump. I say we because President Trump is we the people. He is the one who is fighting for us. Remember the flip side of a billionaire that becomes a politician and loses money rather than a politician who gets into the biz and becomes a millionaire. Draining the swamp is a lot harder than just a quick 4 years. The big plug, the big pulling of the plug, is going to be coming very shortly. So I want to ask you this, as we talk about nerves being frayed and, you know, whether you're on your way down here to donate or you go online to donate at nvfish.com, what would you do if the internet went down? What would you do? What would you do if the internet went down? You weren't able to find out information. You weren't able to email people. What would happen if all of a sudden you heard the emergency alert system go off? What would you do? Would you panic? Let me just urge you to not panic, to always be prepared, but to not panic, because we've got this. We've got you. And talk about a double entendre. We've got you means two different things. For the patriots out there, for the people who love America, no matter what your political party is, we've got you. It's going to be okay. It's going to take some time, but it's going to be okay. And we still haven't hit the precipice of the chaos yet. Because once the truth comes out, that's when you're going to see the uprising of the left. That's when you're going to see the chaos. And I want you to be ready for it. But what I also mean about we've got you is for the left, is for all the illegal votes, for all of those who feel that pedophilia, money laundering, working with drug cartels, the people who are okay with that, and the candidate that they supported, the ones who cheated the election, because that's the only way they can do it, they only did it in states where it was possible. We've got you. So just be ready. I guess we have a phone call. I don't have a screen up in front of me since I'm on location to tell me who it is. So let's just go to 884-9910 and check in. It's going to be a surprise. Hi, who's this?
Vance.
I love the way you say that. Hello, Vance.
Hello. Well, to answer one of your questions, what would we do without the tech? Well, let's roll it back 1970s to 1980 election. And somehow or another, we managed to figure out Jimmy Carter, and dropkick his rear end out of office. I served under him, and that was a miserable 4 years. And you're talking computers, all right? I sent you, I think, two links that apparently we've got some white hat hackers that are diving into these voting programs, and they're finding the codes. Apparently they're finding the codes that switched Trump ballots to Biden ballots. And on one of those links...
And let me pause you there for just a second, Vance, and that's what I want people to understand, because I always hate that word, glitch. This was not a glitch. These were people actually stealing your votes on purpose. This was a manipulation of the system. This was not a glitch. It was a prepared operation. Go ahead, Vance.
Yeah. So anyways, I've got to check into that quantum. And the way I'm remembering to check into it is, remember the show Quantum Leap? So
love that show. That's how I remembered too.
Yeah, but anyways, when I came out of high school in 73 and enlisted in the Navy, got all my preliminaries on the way for rate advancement, I started digging in to who I should associate with, because there was something about the Democrats and the way they behaved that bothered me. So I did some digging. And without the internet, somehow or another, I figured out what Dinesh D'Souza had to learn the hard way by actually rubbing elbows with criminals, that the Democrat was actually a criminal operation. Gee, we had libraries and stuff. And also, it was before the Commie News Network, otherwise known as CNN.
So, well, see, that's where we go to other problems, Vance, and that's why you see libraries closing up in some areas. They want you to get, you know, use Amazon. Right. And just make, you know, Jeff Bezos a little bit richer for books that aren't necessarily giving you the facts. Go to the old books. Go to the books that were written before all of this, like The Naked Communist, and go read George Orwell a few more times. Why do you think that people like that have been banned? Because they don't want the truth out.
Yeah, none dare call it treason. And I've got the 25, I've got the original edition from 73, or published in 74, something like that. And I've also got the 25-year update, none dare call it treason, 25 years later, and he adds another 13 chapters onto it. And then I've got a book that will be impossible to find, and that is titled The Grave Diggers by Phyllis Schlafly. And it tells, she talks about the liberals. She co-authored that with Admiral Chester, something like that. But you can't find books like that anymore. Not even on Amazon, not even in unless you trip over it at a used bookstore.
There's a reason for that. So, Vance, thank you for the great information, as always, and thank you for your service. I'm sorry I didn't email that to you yesterday. I appreciate everything that you do, that's for sure. We'll be back right after this. We got to take a quick break as we continue our live broadcast at Nissan of Carson City. And we are out here doing the show live today for a very great reason. And that is Friends in Service helping. And boy, are they helping out today. I just saw a picture of an incomplete backloaded SUV with frozen turkeys. And nothing makes my heart sing than pictures like that. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local. Right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And let me tell you, nothing brings my heart more joy than the community coming out and helping each other. And that's the great thing, is because when you work with an organization like Envy Fish, it doesn't matter if you are... It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. They don't ask you that when you go in. They just know that somebody needs help, and they are there to help them through the help of the community. And so I have a very nice gentleman here with me in the lobby of Nissan of Carson City as we're doing the show live today, and that is Jim Groth. Jim, what'd you bring in today?
I brought in 6 turkeys from Jim Groth Excavation and Physicians Receivables Management, Carolyn Groth.
Nice. Thank you so much. That is so greatly appreciated. I appreciate that. But what I appreciate even more is the involvement that you have with the community on the level that you are willing to put it out there that this Saturday we are going to bring in thousands of people to the state capitol for our True the Vote.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. And I will say, regarding the turkey drop here, in regards to helping our friends and neighbors, fish is very near and dear to me here in Carson City, and I frequent the kitchen there washing dishes and serving food here at the fish kitchen. And it always brightens my day and makes me just feel warm and wonderful inside when I have conversations with those that come in, those that are more needy in our communities. And it's always made me feel that that's community service in action without government.
Yeah.
We don't need government to come feed the people.
Exactly.
We always take care of people because of the good hearts. And the government doesn't need to dictate the charity of my heart. I do, and so do our good community members. It's been wonderful.
Well, don't get me started on that, because that has always been one of my pet peeves, is why they take our money to give to others when we can do it better ourselves. Jim, what time on Saturday do we get started?
So Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at the Capitol Complex there, centered about 3rd and Carson Streets in Carson City, across on the Legislative Capitol Complex. We'll be having a True Vote rally. As we started last week and had more than 1,000 people, the word has gone out. We've done audiovisual production now to send out over the web. We'll have our website announcement down there this Saturday, and many, many people coming to spearhead that we feel this election was stolen, that the fraud is incredible and intense.